adult-oriented content. Listener discretion is advised.
Striker.
Dr. Drew.
Loveline. Coast to coast.
Yep, that means 2 hours of suckiness from one half of those two. That would be I'm Striker in for Adam Carolla, along with Dr. Drew on Loveline. 1-800-LOVE-191. I am so excited to be back in this room.
Nice to have you.
Nice to be here.
What's going on in your life?
Still working on K-Rock, 6 to 10 at night.
Good.
That MTV show, Who Knows the Band, starts again on Monday.
Excellent.
At like 4:30 or something.
Is it the new series or the rerunning stuff?
They saved a few that they never aired, so they're going to show those first, and then I don't know what the hell they're going to do. Mm. And, film a little movie here and there. One last week called A Midsummer Night's Rave.
Nice.
And let's just say that little pill that you think is the worst thing ever plays a big role in the movie, obviously.
I don't know if it's the worst thing ever. It just scares me for what it does to people, and they don't know it. And I get to see them 10 years later all effed up.
So how long has that drug been around? Ecstasy,
big use has been around about 5 years. Really, the last 3 years has been huge.
Is there any way to make that drug safe or no chance?
The purer the drug, the more the damage.
Got it.
And people have this they want to believe that it's all the adulterating agents, what they put in it.
Right.
No, but they put in it is okay.
Yeah.
It's... you may not like it, but it's not harming you the way the drug is.
It's so weird because, when I'm on the set of that Midsummer Night's Rave, like, yeah, I hear you on K-Rock every so often on Loveline. They're like, yeah, Adam is so funny on Loveline. I'm like, oh, Christ, now I got to fill in for him today.
Adam's so funny, Striker, you suck.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, you're all right, 6 to 10 on Loveline. No, actually, they're okay, but they're always giving you and Adam the big props on the street, by the way.
Oh, that's very nice.
Yeah, which is cool. We have two surfer girls that were supposed to be here at 10. It is not their fault, by the way. It wasn't bad directions. There was some miscommunication. They'll be here pretty soon. Jody Nelson and Holly Beck, pro surfers. They're girls. They got sponsors. So we're going to wrap with them. If you know them, you can call up. You can speak to them.
It seems like it's sort of the thing to be a girl surfer since that Blue movie. What's the one?
Blue Crush.
Yeah.
I don't think it's out yet, though.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
It's been promoted everywhere.
I know. I think it comes out...
It's like Master of Disguise.
Yeah, I don't know when
promoted
it comes
for
out.
For a year before it comes out.
Well, I think they're going to just bank on the fact you put three girls in a bikini on a beach. I mean, the movie could never come out. I'd still watch the commercials for that thing, though.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
Right?
There we are. It's just Baywatch with film.
Yeah. Well, Baywatch, I think, had bigger boobs in it.
Oh.
I think, what? Who? Huh? What? Oh, huh? I don't know. And there's no David Hasselhoff in Blue Crush. But, all right, 1-800-LOVE-191. We'll take your calls, and I'll try to do the best I can without being horrible. Dave?
Yeah,
what's up? You're first up, 22 on Loveline.
Hey, I've been going out with this girl for a couple of weeks, and we've had sex so far twice, and it's just hadn't been that great.
Why is it no good?
I'm not even getting off.
Is it something wrong with the relationship?
We've only been dating 2 weeks.
Something wrong with her?
No, I mean, I'm into her. I like her a lot.
Something wrong with you?
Well, I'm on some antidepressants, so I was wondering if it was related to that.
Absolutely. The antidepressants can really take the wind out of your sails. For men, it can be anything from lack of sex drive to erectile dysfunction to inability to ejaculate. Mostly the serotonin reuptake medications. What are you on?
I'm on Effexor, and I take Depakote, too.
Yeah, the Effexor is probably the culprit. That has part of its effect is a serotonin effect. And for women, when they get these medications, they just lose, like, sex becomes, like, a weird idea. They look at it like, oh, like, wow. Well, the people touching is, like, uncomfortable to watch because it doesn't like make sense.
Does that happen to everyone that takes these drugs? You're going to get affected in some sort of way?
Yeah, I imagine a little. I can't say that everyone gets it, but it's so common that probably everyone gets something. But some people, it's good. They may delay their ejaculation or something.
Right.
They're too quick.
Dave, are you able to get erect or you just can't have the orgasm?
No, I can keep an erection.
Good for you.
Well, you should talk to your doctor about maybe changing. There's a couple of medicines that don't do that. One is called Cerazone, the other is Remeron, and the other is Wellbutrin.
Okay, well, I'll try those then.
All right.
Thanks, guys.
All right, Dave. See you later. Colleen.
Hi.
Hey, you're 25.
Yes. My question is, I've been dating my boyfriend since I was an undergrad in college. That was 3 years. And I have a problem. I cannot, I love having sex with him, but as far as hugging and cuddling and all that. I just can't do it. It just seems like such a waste of time to me.
You never could do that with him, or recently that started happening?
No, I never could.
Never.
And as far as like when
you're
he says,
lesbian.
I love you, I'm just like, yeah, whatever. I mean, he doesn't, but I mean, I feel I love him so much. However, I just, you know, I just think that's all trivial.
That's fine. You must have testes. That's what it boils down to.
I was going
to
say the reason he's been with you for so long is because after sex, you're probably rolling over. He's turning on ESPN. You're not doing the cuddling. He's not getting sweaty with you in his armpit as you're rolling in there. And man.
He wants to cuddle, and I'm just like, right when we're done, I'm up doing something else.
Like what? What are you doing when you're done?
Mowing the lawn.
Anything, you know what I mean? It could be anything, whether it's,
her arm off.
You know, working on some stuff for work, or
does whatever.
Going outside.
Does he sleep?
Does he sleep?
Does he tend to want to go to sleep afterwards, or you guys?
He wants to cuddle. He wants to spoon.
No, I don't know. He just wants to hang out, and I'm just.
All right. Well, here's one thing that sometimes, in my experience, has been associated with these kinds of symptoms is when you're a little angry with him, you're a little pissed off about something, and then the kind of closeness sort of feels uncomfortable to maintain. So is there something? Is this relationship been going on too long, or something about him frustrating you?
Well, you know, I don't know if it's because it's just, I don't know, I just get bored or what, because I don't feel I'm angry with him at all. But I just, you know, and all my friends are always like, oh, you're so lucky, he's the greatest guy. And I'm like, yeah, he's cool.
Well,
and
yeah.
I, you know, but I love him.
He's cool,
now,
you like him.
Now, we went from, oh my God, I'm so in love to him,
he's
to
cool.
defending him to your friends. Hey, he's all right. He's cool.
Well,
he's
you know,
fine.
That's what I tell my friends, because but I just don't get all wrapped up in everything.
Is he your best friend?
What?
Is he your best friend?
He's my very best friend, yeah.
Yeah, see, I suspect you're not in love with him the way you think you are.
And that's you don't want to hurt him because you like him. He's a good guy.
Well, no, she right? loves him, but she's not in love with
no,
him.
I think she's saying,
you know,
I love
exactly
him.
That's exactly what I thought. You know what I mean? Like, I felt, you know, if I didn't have him in my life, I would be so sad because he's such a great person.
But you don't have that passion. You don't, like,
yeah.
in love with him. Well, that's a pretty
the sex
serious...
is so good.
Oh.
The sex is so good, but yet it's incomplete. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so you just got to think about it. Listen to your instincts, boy. You could end up in a long, long relationship that is sort of quasi-unsatisfying, that eventually frustrates you, and you eventually cheat, and you eventually... Because it just sounds like you're not quite connecting emotionally, and that's going to take a toll eventually.
Yeah.
Just be careful.
All right.
All right, good luck.
Thanks.
All right, I can see exactly what's going to happen. She's going to go to the line. It's not you, it's me.
Yeah, I don't like you.
I don't like you. Move next door. Let's go to the mall together. He's gay. He's a nice man, but the sex is good. Jane?
Yeah?
Hello, you're 15 on Loveline?
Yeah, hi.
I'm thinking
about
this.
Like, today, I was like, my boyfriend came over or whatever. Like, he's 18, so like, he's really paranoid to do anything in my room. Because of, like, if people might walk in, he's scared that they might trick off the cops, you know?
Well, they might. Yeah. Why wouldn't they? If your dad happened, if I happen to be your dad and I happen to walk in on that, I sure as hell do that.
You would call the cops if you're
15-year-old.
Oh, 15.
Yes.
Is he still in the high school or is he out?
He's out of high school. He's going to be a freshman in college.
Good times. What the hell is he doing? All right. Well, so what's your question?
Okay, like, we were in my room and, like, I was starting to tease him, you know, and I got up into it and, like, we started having sex and, like, 10 minutes until my brother walks in my room and he sees this. It's like, oh my God. And like, he's like really stuck on it.
Well, I would too. How old's your brother?
13.
Yeah. Are you shocked that he would be a little disturbed by having walked in? Well, what if you walked in on him having sex with someone? 17.
I know, but this is like the second time though he walked in on.
Oh, he should be used to it by now then. Stryker, come on.
Yeah.
You're so uptight, Stryker.
I mean,
come on.
If I could walk in on my sister, if I had a sister, I would do it.
What was he, 9 the first time he walked in?
No, this is last year.
Oh, he's 12. All
same
right,
guy or
I
different guy?
I beg your pardon.
Different guy.
Different guy. Of course it is. Having sex in the house, 15.
Well, yeah, what is up with this, Jane?
Nothing, but like...
You're 14, having sex in your parents' home with people that are much, much older than you and really breaking the law. Criminals.
While your brother's home.
While your brother's home and not disturbed by him being upset.
You stinking whore!
No, it's not even like that. Like, I do feel for him or whatever, but it's like, how do I talk to him now?
All right. What is he saying is the problem at this point? What is he upset about?
He's like, oh, you know, it's wrong. You shouldn't be having sex.
Well, just go ahead and talk to him about that.
And Shane? Stop having sex in your house.
What are you doing for birth control?
I'm going to stop.
How about getting a Toyota Tercel and doing it in the back seat?
What are you doing for birth control?
I'm taking the pill and we're using condoms.
Good. Very good.
Like, no. Being smart about that.
All right, you've sort of made a comeback here a little bit.
Yeah.
Had a little reprieve.
You got some of your stock back.
But be careful with this. Don't be so random with your own chastity, with yourself. I mean, you're sort of very flippant about all this, and you know, it just seems like you're heading down a path that could be a little problematic.
I have a question. Did your brother ever walk in on you when you're taking a shower?
No.
Masturbating?
Okay, so he's not doing it on purpose, son.
No.
Okay. Oh, Stryker, you are bad.
What do you mean I'm bad? I listen to the show.
No.
I know what's going on. Francine?
Yes.
What's up? You're 30.
Yeah. Well, I just got married to my husband, and we had a baby, and my breasts were a little bit bigger than, you know, they were average for my height and everything. And then after I had my son, they, like, shrunk drastically. So I'm, like, an A cup when I was usually a C cup.
Wow.
And now my husband won't touch them. So he asked me to either get implants or try this Bluesant, and I was just wondering, is this Bluesant,
what is that? That's
nothing. Nothing is gonna no this is called involutional changes of pregnancy, or atrophic involutional changes after pregnancy, where the balloon swells up and the balloon deflates.
Okay.
And it looks kind of like hard-boiled or fried egg right afterwards.
Yeah.
And that's a normal change in pregnancy, and plastic surgeons have various procedures they can do to help correct that. That's a very common thing to have happen. And some women are disturbed by it. Some men are disturbed by it. It's something that can be corrected.
So when they're down to A's, are they not looking as nice, I guess? Not
no.
big, but not. Oh, so they're not even looking that good.
Right.
Okay. Like when I'm drying up my
whole thing looks
it's
like.
It's like the sagging on top of the skin.
Okay.
And it's a normal change of pregnancy, and some people don't like it. And so, yes, that's the time when there's surgeons that can really help you with that. But that's all that can help it, unfortunately.
So does the Bluesant really work?
No. Or? No, if it worked out, I'd tell you to take it.
The girl that is like the spokesman, is this the product on late night TV?
This
has the nicest rack ever, though.
It will work as well as the penis enlargers and the penis enlarging medication. It's all not a scam.
What about the...
Now, there are sometimes being on... Are you on the birth control pill, Francine?
No, I got my tubes tied.
Sometimes being on the pill will restore things a little bit. You could talk to your gynecologist about that. But usually this is something that has to be surgically corrected.
So it'd be better just to get the implants?
Well, it'd be better to consult with a cosmetic surgeon.
And go to more than one when you consult.
Yeah.
Right?
Look at their book and get recommendations and things.
Okay.
All right, Francine.
All right, thank you.
Bye.
Right. Bye.
Have you seen the product Ron Jeremy's pushing on every single channel?
Now what's he doing?
I think it's a penile enlarger.
Of course.
But they have a couple ladies on there. I don't know if they're porn stars or what. They're like, I like big penises. And then, of course,
Ron Jeremy... On camera with porn stars, I understand.
On normal TV, late at night. It's fantastic. Okay. But he's so... I don't know if someone wrote all these jokes for him, but he's always piping in with these one-liners. It's fantastic. I haven't bought the product yet, but I'm thinking of investing.
Yeah, just because you like the jokes. Okay, yeah. All right, got it.
And I like Ron Jeremy. I saw him walking on the boardwalk in Hermosa. We couldn't stop screaming while we were playing volleyball.
Well, tell him hi for me. Last time I ran to John was at...
We didn't have 7 and 8.
Hello?
Yeah.
Hi, welcome to Loveline.
Last time I ran around Jeremy, it was at an airport in like Spokane or something.
Did you talk to him?
Yeah, I've known him for years.
Hello, who's
really?
Yeah. Quite a character.
Hey, Mike?
Yeah.
Yeah, come on. Chime in now.
Okay.
You're 14.
Yep. Hi. Last weekend, I was up north, and I have a cottage up there. I'm originally from Detroit, but I had a cottage. And I went up there and went to an ice cream shop, and there was a really hot girl in there. So anyway, I got the ice cream and walked out. Well, my mom noticed that, she noticed that this girl was looking at me, kind of weird. So she came back to the car and told me. I was like, wow, cool. So I went up next weekend. Went up over the week, Wednesday, and I started, talking to her. We hung out, and there was a fair, so we hung out at the fair. And the thing is, I thought she was, like, 19, I thought she was. Uh-huh. And so she asked how old I was, and I told her I was 16.
Yeah.
And, I'm wondering, and I found out she was 15, and she's almost 16. So I'm wondering if I should tell her that I'm 14, and if there's any way I can find out if she kind of likes me.
Oh, hell.
Ask her, and You don't owe her anything yet. If you develop a relationship, yeah, be honest. Very simple.
How come when I'm listening to you guys, you never get...
calls like that?
Yes.
Because it's not... Wait, now slow down. It's 14 minutes into the show.
Mm-hmm.
We've been through about 8 calls.
No, we've been through 4.
No.
But good ones.
No, we've been through more than 4. Because we've gone through the couple of these. How many calls have we been through? Like 6, 8 calls?
Oh, he doesn't.
Kroll had been here, call number 1 would be just rolling in right now.
But I'm just getting warmed up myself. Yeah, it's been like 2 months.
Yeah, but the point is we'd have to listen to high school football stories and how he hates his mom.
Pop Warner.
And, you know, so that's why you don't hear calls like this, because we're not having many calls at all.
Okay. I got it. But, yeah, that guy, he was killing me. 1-800-LOVE-191 is the number. Amanda, you're 22?
Yes. Basically, I have a problem with my boyfriend. He and I have been together for 3 years, and he won't stop cheating on me. I excuse it because...
When you say that, I hear to myself, I won't stop seeing this guy, not that he won't stop cheating.
Yeah.
That no matter what, you will not stop seeing this guy.
Well, how have you caught him 7 different times?
And basically, the girls will call my house.
Why do you put up with this crap? You're fat.
Well, because we have a child together, and I want to make it work for her. And I know that's not always the right way, but
there's no commitment here. He's not married you.
No.
So what is it you're trying to make work? Just some sort of hanging on boyfriend thing?
Yeah, I guess. I mean, basically, he tells me he'll change, and he's a little bit younger than me, so I chalk it up to, he's got to go through his teenage, you know.
How old is he?
He's 19.
That's 3 years
old. And I remember how I was at that age, and I was kind of a little bit more wild than I am now because I'm a mom, you know? And so I excuse it, but at the same time, I don't understand.
He's also a dad now.
But yeah.
So he relinquished his, he cashed in his wild card, so to speak.
So you guys live together, right?
Yeah.
He goes out with the girls and then says, yeah, call me at home where my lady is with our son. Or
no, they call coincidentally, or they call to tell you what they've been doing with him?
They call coincidentally. Some of them, this one girl, she was obsessed, and she called like every day, 20 times a day. I mean.
So you're dating a genius. He hands out the home number where you live. Maybe he's trying to get.
No.
He's just insolent, a-hole. He just doesn't give a damn about Lauren.
Yeah, he's not going to change, is he?
I'll give you that he is 19, and people in their late teens, early 20s, it's always astonishing to me how badly they treat each other.
Right.
On the other hand, he has a reason to move out of that phase. He has a child. He has a committed relationship. It's sort of inexcusable what he's doing, and he's not going to change a lot from this. That's the probability.
Okay.
So, and I got to worry why you're putting up with this crap. Did your dad leave or something when you're 4 years old? 8 years old?
Yeah, my parents split up when I was 3, and I didn't get to see him again until I was 13.
There you go.
Yeah.
Magically I knew that. Isn't it magical?
See, I swear to God I was about to ask that.
Yeah, well, that's it.
And then I would have looked good.
And so you've got to go for an unavailable male. You've got to have a guy that's not there.
Yeah.
A guy that's actually there is too threatening because he might leave. You got to go for the guy that's not there.
Can you support your child on your own, do you think, Amanda?
She's doing it already. You're doing that already.
Yeah,
you have a teenager. You have a teenage a-hole that's not around. That's the dad.
Yeah.
Why don't you see about moving out and then see, you know.
Third floor.
Yeah, exactly. All right, Amanda. Thank you.
Uh-huh.
Have fun. Bye. Yikes. That was good. Lauren.
Hi.
Hey, what's up? You're 17.
Yeah. When I give my boyfriend head, my lips go completely numb.
Yes. Maybe you're going too fast.
Oh.
Too fast?
Up and down.
Turn your radio down.
Turn that off.
Who's in the background?
My friend.
Boyfriend? Oh, your friend. Okay.
Yeah.
How long are you down there?
20 minutes, maybe?
And how old is this guy?
Forget your lips. How does your jaw joint hold out?
Drew, you should know.
What?
I don't know what that means. Lauren, how old's your boyfriend?
19.
He's going 20 minutes. That's pretty good.
Yeah.
So lips just, numb though? I don't know.
Just too long. It's like, yeah, going too long.
So just don't go for so long?
Yeah. Your body's telling you something. And by the way, why do you not get temporomandibular joint pain? You must get headaches and lockjaw and all kinds of horrible symptoms.
I've never heard of this after only 20 minutes.
Only 20 minutes?
That's not, I mean...
Listen, we've not been on the air 20 minutes yet.
And? Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
When people are engaging in sex, 20 minutes really, I mean, 3 minutes seems like 20 minutes.
That's why I need Holly Beck and Jody Nelson here, the Surfer Girls, to ask them the question about the 20-minute, I've never heard about the lips going numb. Lauren?
Oh, gnarly!
Exactly, Spicoli. I think you just need to go a shorter time, as Drew says.
Okay.
And then your boyfriend would be like, keep going. You'd be like, my lips are numb. And he'll be like, okay, goodbye.
You don't have to put yourself through pain. That's not part of the deal.
Okay.
All right. I know it's shocking, but yes, yeah.
All right, Lauren.
Well,
what?
He likes it. Yeah. What are you going to do?
Yeah, well, thank you. Thank God bless Lauren.
You're going to figure out some other things to do.
Lauren, you're doing fine. Keep up the good work.
Okay, thank you.
I'll see you in California one day.
Okay.
Bye-bye. All right. We got to take a little break. Mm. All right. We got to take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk to a lady named Jennifer.
Yeah. And we'll grab some new calls.
Yeah, we'll grab some new calls. 1-800-LOVE-191 is the number. More Loveline after this. Yeah, we're back. This is Loveline, 1-800-LOVE-191. It's Stryker and Dr. Drew. And you hear that background song right there?
Yep.
Did the coolest thing today. I got to spin, well, Tony Hawk, Bucky Lassick, and some other skaters and BMXers did this big Red Bull ramp in Malibu today.
Wow.
And I've done music before in public, but never for the best
skateboarders in the world.
Game performers in the world. It was... Thank you. It was the coolest thing.
Wow,
God.
Fun.
Tony, that guy is unbelievable.
Did
all
he do
of
one
them.
Of his...
The McTwist, the 720, grab the foot. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Wow. And I had him on the radio right here also. I had to thank him because of him, I'm addicted to his game.
Oh, really?
Which, it's so fun.
Hello, this is Tony Hawk. You're listening to Loveline with Adam Carolla and Dr. Drew.
Thank you, Tony.
And there he is.
And there he was. He's from San Diego. And he's also in that new movie, XXX, by the way. Chris.
Hello.
What's up? Welcome to Loveline. You're 17.
Hi. Anyway, listen, every time that I masturbate...
Sal Rosenberg, hold on. Okay. That's fake, right?
Yeah.
What? What are you doing? Okay. Hold on. Chris? See, he hung up. Yeah. I got him.
He's the one who sucks.
Thank you very much. Where are we going, Drew? You're so funny.
I'm
Drew has never been this confused before when I'm in here. Jennifer?
Yeah.
What's up? You're 15.
Yeah. My period has been, like, irregular. I've been having my period for, like,
irregular.
4 years. But it happens, like, once every 3 or 4 months. And it's only for, like, a day or, like, half of a day.
And well, how long have you been having periods for?
For about 3 or 4 years.
All right. You've had a pap smear?
No.
Okay. It might be time to go back and see the doctor and see why things aren't...
I have. And? I told him about it, and he just kind of blew it off. Like,
well, at 13, 14, 15, it's not uncommon for things to be real irregular and real spotty and go away for a period of time and come back. And things take a while to sort of set the rhythm.
Okay.
Now, by 15, most are sort of having a reasonable rhythm. It sounds like yours is pretty sort of...
And I'm on Depakote for depression.
Well, that's why your medicines are screwing up your period.
But I've only been on it since the 17th of this month.
All right. The other thing is, was it a gynecologist you saw that you talked to about this?
No, it was just a regular doctor.
Yeah, you might want to go see a gynecologist because you can get polycystic ovarian disease and other things that can make things irregular that you need to know about. Not that are dangerous, not at your age, but over the long term you need to sort of deal with.
But if the medicine is, making this irregular,
No, it's not doing that? No.
Or is there any way that she could just be lucky?
No, I'm not. I talked to my parents about, like, putting me on birth control, and then they think that, like, my mom just kind of blew up, like, I'm sleeping around and
well,
stuff like that.
Then you need the help of somebody, a doctor who's listening to you and dealing with your mom. All right?
Okay.
All right.
Thanks.
Okay.
All right, Drew, where are we going right here? Mark.
Yes.
What's up, man? You're 22.
Yeah, I want to ask Dr. Drew.
Uh-huh.
Start input sex.
What does that mean?
What?
Hang on a second. Just consultation. I'm putting you on hold. What the F is he talking about?
I think third input sex means in the booty, in the butt.
Okay.
Or maybe having three things in at once.
Where do the ears? Where do they go?
Oral.
Yeah.
Vagina.
Uh-huh.
Rear end.
And he does one of the three?
He has a finger, a hand, and a foot.
Oh.
I don't know.
Oh, I see.
Obsessed with anal sex.
Mark?
Huh?
Was I close, Mark?
No.
Okay, what is third input?
Anal.
Is that what I just said?
What?
Well, you sort of implied that it was all simultaneous.
Well, the first thing I said was, no, in the butt.
Right, okay.
And then
what is the question you have about it?
Like, what's the proper way to do it?
What's the proper way to do it?
Well, I have a manual on it at home.
What's our friend's name, the woman that used to come in here? It's the anal sex queen.
That's
Tristan
the big
Taramino.
Tristan Taramino. What's the website that she has that she talks about this?
I don't know. Let's go to Google and type on Tristan Taramino.
Tristan Taramino. Ask Queen.
Who's the big boob Asian queen or Asian?
Minka.
Oh, Minka.
This is Ask Queen.
This is Ask Queen.
This is she has lots of research and talks in detail about how this is done, and that's what you can do, Mark. Get on the web and check it out.
I have a question for Mark, though. Mm-hmm. I mean, this is me personally. I've never been interested in going that route. For some reason. Why are you interested in it, Mark?
Because Howard Stern always talks about it.
Oh, well, okay. Good. You're 22. Way to be a parrot. Be a follower.
Why?
Because Howard was talking about it. Howard Stern.
I am terribly disturbed tonight for some reason. Sharker, did you do this to our callers?
I did it. I have tainted them all right now. Oh, my God. See? I told you it would be like this.
All right.
Mama said it would be like this. My mom's out there listening, probably. Michael?
God, no.
Mike?
Sleeping. Mike?
Yeah.
All right, what's up?
You're 14.
Nothing really.
Yeah, no kidding. You sleeping?
No.
Speak up there. Jerk off.
No, I'm fine.
Okay, go ahead.
All right. So, what?
Okay. All right, listen. I want every caller urine screened for Quaaludes and
pot?
Morphine. And Valium.
Yes.
Okay, then they can come on the air.
Oh, man. All right, I want to go to this one. I'm choosing Xander.
Yeah.
Xander.
You choose now.
Xander.
I'm toast.
Idaho. Boise. No. Sun Valley.
No, it's Idaho Springs, Colorado.
Oh, okay.
Oh, nice.
Very good.
What's up?
All right, well, I'm 16.
Yeah.
And I'm afraid to have sex.
Okay, well, I think a lot of 16-year-olds are kind of anxious about that kind of thing.
Have you had it, or you've had the opportunity? Neither?
I've had the opportunity, but I'm just, like, too freaked out. I don't know what it's going to feel like.
Did something happen to you as a kid?
No.
Do you have social phobia, where you get real anxious in social situations?
I've had an anxiety attack before.
Are you on medication right now?
I'm on Ritalin.
Okay, so it might have something to do with all that, right?
I don't know.
Yeah, I suspect so. And do you have a girlfriend?
Yes.
And how long have you been going out with her?
6 months.
And does she want to have sex?
Yeah, she's jumped on the opportunity when they're alone at her house, but I just turned it down. I was, like, too afraid to.
Did you tell her you're anxious about this?
Yeah, she's like, oh, whatever.
Well, so she's not very understanding about it.
Have you done things other than the sex?
Yeah.
Like oral?
Yes.
You to her to you?
Me to her.
And are you... why don't you ask her to go to her to you?
She's, like, thought about it. I'm just, like, too afraid.
Oh, you're afraid of her?
Well, people sometimes develop these strange fantasies that they're barely aware of, that they're going to lose control or be sort of consumed by the whole experience, or it's going to be something sort of overwhelming about it, where you lose yourself in the experience. And that's simply not the case. That's a fantasy. That's an ancient, ancient fear of some type that you have. And, you know, if you can't function because of anxiety, whoever's prescribing the Ritalin needs to go over that with you. All right?
All right.
But I think just take it slow. I think the way Stryker said, maybe start with some...
Dr. Drew?
Yeah?
Where's Adam?
He, right now?
Yeah.
He is...
In the Bahamas.
He's in the Bahamas.
I miss him.
Yeah. Xander?
Kiss my ass, Adam.
Xander?
Yeah?
You ever heard of the Clicks?
No.
You can go straight
there. No, see, you didn't follow my thing right there. We're going where?
You could just go straight to this.
Drew, you're mean. I wasn't going to do that. You sucker. Is it break time, or are you taking one more here?
No, we got lots.
Oh, good. Okay, good. Emily.
Yeah.
What's up? You're 17.
Yeah. Okay, my boyfriend, we've been going out for 4 years, right?
Yeah.
And he wants to have sex, but he wants me to get my clitoris pierced before we do it. I know. It's a bunch of crap.
All right. Well, just stay with that thought, because it is.
Okay.
So why would you even consider doing something self-mutilating that you don't want to do, that does nothing for you, and maybe decrease your sensitivity ultimately? Maybe.
Oh, really?
And it's not exactly the safest thing to put a spear through a part of your flesh. It's not.
Yeah, that's true.
And if you're super motivated, something you've got to do, fine, enjoy. But it's something you don't want to do. He's requiring you to do. It's bizarre.
Yeah, we've just been together for 4 years, and he wants to do something new, so...
Yeah. But you haven't had sex yet with him.
I haven't. He has had sex.
No, but you haven't had sex with him. You've been going out 4 years. He had sex before he was 13 years old?
Yeah.
Wow. How old was he?
Huh?
12. He was 12 when he had sex?
Yes, he was 12.
So he was abused sexually by someone?
Yeah.
Who?
His dad.
His dad sexually abused him. I don't know that, Emily, I would put that in the category of him having had sex.
Huh?
You know what I'm saying?
I mean, I mean...
It's not like he lost his virginity to his dad.
He said his dad's girlfriend sexually abused him.
Oh, his dad's girlfriend did?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Well, in that case, lucky guy.
No, it could be a little disturbing.
Yeah, disturbing. Sure.
And be that as it may, and I bet his dad was a physically abusive a-hole.
Yeah, he was.
How did I know that? And I bet your boyfriend is hell-bent on getting some piercing himself.
No, actually, he doesn't have anything pierced.
He doesn't want to do that?
No.
Is it because his family will kill him if he tries?
No, he doesn't live with his dad now. He lives by himself.
It's just interesting that the piercing impulse gets acted out by proxy, gets acted out on you.
Yeah.
And you're going to get the piercings for him.
I've never heard that listening, though. Okay, I'll have sex if you stick a rod in the vagina.
What an idiot, too. You can have sex with me if you... You know, if
I mean, how about the tongue ring, maybe? You know, I'd go for that.
Yeah.
You want to call him?
Yeah, do you know... I mean, I'm sure you know his number. Can we put you on hold and get his number from you?
Huh?
Can we get his phone number from you?
I don't know if his parent would like that.
I thought you said he lives independently.
Exactly. Huh? I thought he lives alone.
His mom's living with him right now. He lives in the Greens apartment.
Oh, yeah, I've been there.
Really?
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, right by the Smiths. All right, hold on 1 second, Emily.
Okay,
cool. I want to get this guy's number. See if you can get his number out there. That would be cool. It's 1-800-LOVE-191. I'm Stryker. In for Corolla, by the way, along with Dr. Drew. I got to go this one right here.
Yep.
Kelly.
Yeah.
What's up? You're 20.
Okay, hi.
Hi.
I'm engaged to my fiancé. We've been going out for about 9 months.
Awfully young to get engaged.
I'm not pregnant.
Yeah, why at 20? What's the hurry?
The surfer's here.
I'm totally in love with him, you know? I mean, I can totally see spending the rest of my life with him. We've had sex twice, but...
Kelly, hold on. I'm sorry, Kelly. I'm totally distracted. Stryker's basically doing, like, a touchdown dance here in the room because the surfing women just came here.
No, it was not a touchdown dance.
Well, it was some sort of jumping jack.
That was a celebratory dance.
Okay, it was a jumping jack or something, but let's put... Kelly,
No. We're gonna talk to her real quick, then take a break, and then come back and bring the surfers.
Her story's pretty involved. Let's open with her call.
Okay. Emily? I mean, Kelly?
Yeah, it's Kelly.
We're gonna
hold on for one second, all right?
Okay.
I'm so distracted. I have the worst ADD sometimes. It's
no
ridiculous.
Oh,
my God. I'm all over the place.
It was like some sort of weird dance you were doing.
I get yelled at work because they give me the most specific instructions regarding business things. I'm like, yeah, sure. Never do it. But when it comes to, like, the things where, like, I created it, I'm like, oh, yeah, I'm on the ball. And I get that done. Then they yell at me. You're like a 9-year-old. Okay. We're taking a break?
You eat like a 9-year-old.
Yes, I do.
That scares me.
That's right.
Yeah.
Thank you for being here.
Scares me.
All right. More Love Line coming up after this with the lovely surfer girls on Love Line. Yes. We are back. It's Love Line, 1-800-LOVE-191. I'm Stryker in for Adam Carolla. I'm sorry, but don't worry. It'll only get better at this point. Drew is here to my left. Hello, Drew.
Stryker,
we've talked before. And the surfer lovely ladies are here. And it's cool because you're local. It's cool for me, at least. Now, the name's Holly Beck.
You got it.
Yes, you're from Palos Verdes.
That's right.
And you're a pro woman surfer,
mm-hmm.
female surfer. But you're so young, yeah?
Well, I'm actually on the older side for just starting out. This is my first year on tour, and I'm 21, so I went to college first.
Right. And you graduated with a degree in, we were just talking about this.
In psychology.
Right.
Appropriately enough for this show.
Very good. So you should be chiming in a lot during the night.
I'll do my best.
And then we're going to talk about surfing, Blue Crush, your MTV thing, The Life Of, or Following You Around, or something like that, right? Something like that. I don't know.
True Life.
True Life.
There you go.
I'm very smart. And Jody Nelson is here, who is also a...
Thank you.
Professional surfer. How are the Sierra Nevadas feeling now?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Neither do I. They're
but this Coke's really good.
That is. Very good. Okay. Wait. Holly, I want to show you this picture. Even though this is radio, I'm showing her a picture because I read in her bio earlier today, and then I want you to see who that is. Who's that?
It's Jack Johnson.
And who is your favorite singer, favorite CD?
It's Jack.
Jack.
He's the best,
and who's the other guy?
I have no idea.
Stryker.
Is that you?
Yeah.
Different hair color.
Yeah, Yeah, that's when I had a little red in it. There you go,
there
Drew.
There you go.
It's a lovely picture. It'll be up on the website. No, it probably won't be there.
Who was this?
I thought Mason Jennings was your favorite. I go back and forth.
Yeah,
they tour together, so, you know.
Do your lips ever get numb going back and forth?
Okay.
I don't know what that means. What? I don't know. Okay, let's take some calls. You guys ready?
Yeah, we're ready.
All right.
We're trying to get Kelly's story straight.
Okay, hi.
All right, so you've been dating your boyfriend for?
9 months.
And he's now your fiancé?
Yes.
All right. What's the problem?
Okay, so about 2 months in the relationship, we kind of started doing, like, oral sex. Well, I did, I guess I should say.
Congratulations.
I mean, I didn't mind it so much, but after, like, a month of me not receiving any, I started getting a little weird, you know? I don't know. I mean, do guys think that's disgusting or something? I mean...
I don't know.
I mean, I'm really, I want to talk to her about it, but I don't know if I should.
Kelly, I have a question for you.
Okay.
If he's your fiance, don't you think you should be at that stage of being comfortable to say, like, hey, what the hell's wrong with you? Get down below the equator on me? Or, like, why haven't you done it since we've been dating?
I'm really interested in what our surfers have to say about this.
Holly? Yeah, I definitely think that if you're engaged to the guy that you should be able to talk to him about that.
Okay. I mean, it's just, it's horribly, because I feel like, you know, I'm like, hey, do it, or... I don't know.
Have you even asked him about it at all, or have you not said anything?
Yeah. Okay, this is the thing. I kind of mentioned something about it to him, and he's like, okay, well, I was going to mention it to you anyway. And he goes, you know, like, I don't want to get any more until I do something about this. And I was like, okay.
What?
So, wait, what do you mean by do something about it?
Well, he was...
You lost me.
Okay, he said he would figure something out, and I was like, okay, whatever.
What, does he have to go and feel the study and figure out how you do this?
Well, he needs his tongue pierced before he can really do it.
What in the hell is he?
I don't know. And then I was like, okay, so I thought I would test him, and I was like, see how well his stamina would hold out, and he let me go ahead and do it again, and I was like, okay.
Yes, this guy
wait
is the... Wait, Kelly, hold on. Kelly,
like
Kelly.
Talking in code. I can't code follow.
Kelly, I beg of you, can we have his phone number and call this guy? I am so curious.
No,
I beg
no.
of you, Kelly. I will come to Kansas
no.
and find you and do it myself to you if you give us his number.
No, I'm sorry, no.
Damn.
I'm having trouble tracking Kelly. He did what a second time?
Okay, he let me go down on him a second time.
He let you?
Well, okay, no, he goes, he told me, he's like, I'm not going to get anything until I do this, and I was just testing.
So he, until you go do this again, he's not willing to reciprocate?
Yeah.
And then you did it again, and he still didn't reciprocate?
Yeah.
Why is he your fiancé?
I love him.
But you love him so much, you can't even ask him.
Wait a minute, what's not to love about this delightful guy? I mean,
he lets you go down on him twice.
How old are you guys?
Oh, no, I've gone down on him plenty of times.
No, I'm talking about in one specific time.
But Stryker's making the point that he's allowing you to, gracing you with his...
tell you what. You take me to dinner, and then I will let you touch my penis after that.
How old is he? She's 20.
I'm 20.
How old is he?
He is 22.
What does he do for a living?
Walmart?
No.
Construction.
He works in electronics.
He works in electronics. He puts in car stereos?
Yeah. No, he's a home installer.
Home install very stereos. Good.
I have a question for the girls. Have you guys had boyfriends where maybe you were overly generous and they weren't really reciprocating in that department?
No way. You got to be honest with them from the beginning and tell them what they need to do.
Good call.
Okay.
No comment.
What would make a woman not do that? I'm mystified by that.
I don't know. Maybe intimidation of...
Of what? They're going to leave me if I ask for something that I need, for God's sakes?
I don't know.
You know what I mean? Isn't that...
I hear you.
Well, now, is it more difficult for you to ask? I'm going to be specific. Is it more difficult for you to ask for your needs to be met? And if so, why is that difficult?
I don't think there's any asking involved in that.
It's just supposed
situation.
To happen?
Yeah.
Well, it doesn't, though, for a lot of women. And so what's wrong with... Listen, men are lame. We need instructions. We need to be told what to do.
Definitely.
We want to please, but we have
no idea.
This
is true.
And so if you don't ask or direct, guys ain't going
to
do.
Yeah, if you're too intimidated to actually come out and tell him what you need, maybe guide him. you know, sort of move his head where it needs to go with your hand or something.
I was just kind of, as you're making out, you know, you put the hand behind the head, pull the hair very light, and just kind of like slightly push.
Encourage him.
Now, yes. I don't think most guys would mind that too much.
I feel good.
No.
But most women would not find that a happy experience. You know what I'm saying?
If roles were reversed, it wouldn't work the same.
Wouldn't be quite the same.
I want to get a last word with Kelly.
And part of the thing is, don't think like a woman. You know what I mean? You've got to remember what's going on in a male's head and just adjust accordingly.
You don't think he's, like, totally grossed out by it, do you? I mean, because I don't know.
Ask him.
Has he had girlfriends before? Could it be that he's maybe just, that's his first time?
Like, he had, like, one girlfriend before, and I'm, like, his first really serious girlfriend.
And maybe he's afraid that he's going to be inadequate, which he probably will be, but that's, again, going to be you guiding him.
I guarantee the one thing you're going to say is, softer and lighter, please.
Okay.
Slower.
Slower, softer, lighter. Am I right, girls?
When are you guys planning on getting married?
We're waiting for, another year.
Until he goes down on you.
Wait a couple more years.
Yeah.
Give him 3 or 4 years.
All right, Kelly. Yeah. Have fun in Kansas.
No kids.
Okay, thank you.
All right. Wow. See, that was a good warm-up call, wasn't it, girls?
Definitely.
Pro surfers in the house.
Maybe we made Jody uncomfortable.
Jody needs to loosen up a little bit.
Come here,
she'll
Jody.
Get going.
I'll give you a little back massage.
She's with the girls. She's got no trouble talking.
Oh, really? Do you like girls or boys?
What was that little sound effect all about?
Opening something.
I definitely like boys.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Got it. I have a question. Like, surfer girls, I think, are fairly intimidating to a guy that's not a pro surfer. Or, because, I mean, you guys shred. You're so good. Do you date guys that aren't surfers?
No.
Or aren't professional athletes?
I'm not.
Do they have to be a pro surfer or really, really good?
For me to hang out with a guy, like, surfing's such a big part of my life that I have to have a guy that surfs. And when you go that far, you almost have to have a guy that surfs well. My boyfriend's not a pro surfer, but he surfs well.
Like, you can take him anywhere to most waves and he's cool.
Pretty much.
He's not going to get killed by the reef or anything like that. Man, have you been to Bali before and surf? Bali? Yeah. My friend just built a resort, like, right along the beach there.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, so when you go, look for Steve Levine out there. Yeah, but that's too far for me to go. I don't like to leave
LA. No, it's not. That's not that far.
No, seriously, I don't like to leave the city.
No, seriously, you won't get on a plane.
That's a problem.
I like to go to Vegas and San Diego and
stuff. But you drive there.
Go to Orange County. Yeah, I can drive.
OC,
fine. Yeah, OC. I went there this weekend. Had a great time.
Tight.
Went to the Angel game. All right, thank you. Very good. All right, Jody and Holly,
Angels, Yankees?
Yeah, I went on Sunday for the extra inning game.
Nice.
Yeah, it was awesome. All right, Drew is here. I'm Stryker. We got the girls, the pro surfers. They really like to date surfers. Maybe David Hasselhoff is in the future.
And we got about 3 more minutes before we have to break.
Oh, so how come you're not putting the thing up? That's why.
I was letting you pick.
Oh, okay.
Here's
Number one.
We got to finish with that though. All right. Go ahead.
Yeah, this one, Tara.
Yeah.
What's up? You're 17.
Hi. Okay. Last week I was helping my mom out in the kitchen. And we heard a weird noise from my dad's work shed, and we probably just thought, you know, one of our cats got stuck in there again.
Who's we?
Me and my mom, because our cats sometimes get stuck in there because there's a broken window and they can get in, but they can't get out.
All this detail, this is not something being made up.
Right? No, this is good.
For real.
This is
good.
Go
ahead.
You have a work shed.
We're there with you in the garage now. Go ahead.
All right. So I'm in the kitchen, and my mom's like, well, can you go check? So I go and check. And I open the door, and for the past hour, we couldn't find my dad, and I open the door, and I catch my dad with my next-door neighbor.
A girl or guy he was with?
It was a woman.
Okay.
What was he doing?
He was having sex with her.
Oops.
In the tool shed?
Yeah.
With mom in the kitchen.
It's not funny, okay?
No, I'm sorry. I'm just thinking about the tool shed. That's
right. Yeah.
Well, right.
So I shut the door. They didn't see me, and I waited for a little bit to compose myself. And I go back in the house, and I told her, our cat got stuck in there. Anyways, for the past 2 days, it's been
cat was the neighbor, though.
Huh?
Go ahead.
Okay, anyways. So,
this was how long ago?
This was about Tuesday last week.
All right, go ahead.
Anyways, so the past 2 days, it's been really bugging me. And I want to know, should I tell my mom or just, you know...
I think you should confront the dad
first. I think tell the dad, yeah.
Tell him?
Yeah, because this is his thing. He has subjected you to this.
He's the one that should have to tell your mom.
Is he an idiot? Is your dad kind of a jerk?
Yeah, I mean, but me and my dad are really close. And I mean, they have a good marriage, but...
What makes him a jerk? Why is he a jerk?
It's a good marriage. He's in the tool
shed. He's not a jerk.
No.
So he's never done anything like this before?
Not that I know of.
Does he drink a lot or do drugs or anything?
he drinks a lot.
Well, normally he's in the attic with the girl.
But
he went
this,
for the tour.
This smells of alcoholism. This is just somebody's
really?
Out of control, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And this may be part of his disease of alcoholism. And maybe what you can do is say, look, Dad, this is harming me. It hurts me. Put me in a horrible spot. You got to have someone take a look at this. And I'm worried about you. And
yeah, you I may, don't.
Alcoholics do stuff like this when their disease is starting to spiral out of control. They will do things that are really...
Yeah, I'm scared. You know, he's going to tell my mom and they're just, you know, going to divorce. I mean,
well,
it's going to rip me apart.
I hope not. And it's not about you, though, is it, that your dad is having problems?
And you're almost going to college probably soon, right? You're 17.
Yeah,
so you're
going to
be... I know, it's going to hurt, but, I mean, you're going to be probably out of the house soon.
Here's the deal. If you want to keep it between you and your dad, it's a reasonable thing to do, but He needs to see someone, and he needs to see someone who has experience dealing with alcoholics.
Okay.
And, you know, on maybe if you really are as close as you say you are, and I hate to see a 17-year-old being put in the position of being the parent to their child, but confront him, make it clear to him that you need him to do something, get him to somebody that knows something about alcoholism. There's a lot of good programs down in San Diego.
Mm-hmm.
And you get yourself some Smalatine meetings, maybe.
Okay.
All right?
All right, thank you.
Right, good luck, Tara.
Bye.
All right. Where are we going, Drew? Where do you
we're
want
going to
go?
Break.
Oh, we're going to break. All right, we're going to break. You know, we have the surfers here, Jody and Holly and Drew and Stryker, and we got back more Love Line after this. Hold on. Aha, we're back. It's Love Line. I am Stryker in for Adam Carolla, who is in the Bahamas. Jesus, bastard.
Rough
Baby.
Life.
God. Dick.
I wonder if he shaved his body before he laid out there.
Oh, please.
I don't know. Does he shave?
He doesn't have any hair from his, what we call umbilicus.
Okay.
His belly button up until it gets to his neck.
And oh, really?
And then from down,
yeah.
Centaur.
My balls look like the chin of an old Chinaman.
and as he said, his ass.
Yeah.
He's
very hairy. He's
very hairy.
Right.
Stop.
We have to think about it when he's not here.
Let me just tell the story.
Yeah, let me hear this.
It's Anderson chiming in here. Is that he said that when he has to...
Stop!
You guys must get pretty close in here, huh?
Week says when he has to wipe his rear end, it's like trying to find Santa Claus's mouth. or like trying to get peanut butter out of shag carpet.
Oh, God.
Very nice. Very nice.
That was a very bad visual.
Yeah, I don't
See
like
why
that.
I said stop?
They're impressed. Come on.
Anyway, yeah, I'm sure they are. Now they really, really like him. Jody Nelson and Holly Becker here. They are professional women surfers. What is the exact name of the tour?
Well, there's two tours. Okay. There's the WQS, which stands for World Qualifying Series, and then there's the WCT, which is the World Championship Tour. The Championship Tour is the elite tour. It's the top 16 women in the world, and that's the goal of every professional surfer is to make it to that. That's where the world champion is picked from. It gets most of the media attention and the big bucks.
Now, how do you get into the 16 by being fantastic in that other...
Exactly. You surf on the qualifying series. They have contests all over the world. You do enough of those, you get big results in the big contests, and you make the CT.
Well, then how does one of the 16 get dropped out?
Well, every year the top 11 qualify through the WCT, and the bottom five have to re-qualify through the QS. So it's really the bottom five that are really worried about their placing.
Do you also have to build a brand in yourself? And if so, do you have to, like, be in a bunch of surf movies and get crazy?
Definitely.
Huge, giant waves and have this...
It doesn't just come down to the contest. Like, you have to have the full package, which involves, like, the video exposure and photos in the magazines.
People come up to you and say, I want you to be in this film, or we're hauling you out to a reef and God knows where.
A lot of it comes from your sponsorship. If you are sponsored by some of the bigger companies, Ocean Pacific, Billabong, those type of things that advertise in the magazines, then they have more pull with the industry. They'll get you on the boat trips.
But, and what do you think? You think I've got to ride a huger surf or get more crazy tube? Or I mean,
it's just getting the best photo, which could be a bunch of different things. You know, the biggest wave or
biggest air,
the
maybe.
Luck. Yeah, biggest
it.
Air. Exactly. Yeah. You're on the trip where the photographer is there and he catches you on a good wave, and you're sponsored by a company that advertises in the magazine.
Okay.
So they run their.
Are there now within the 16 girls? Are they all Americans or is it people?
No,
is this
no,
all,
no,
oh, this
no.
is all
There's
over.
There's actually
then.
Not one single girl from the mainland U.S. on the tour right now, on the 16. There's Hawaiians and mostly Australians and
Brazilians.
A few others, yeah.
And so you guys are within the snow. No, so you're trying to get
We're on the QS. Yeah. We're okay. Striving for that CT.
But that doesn't mean that, A, you don't kick ass in surfing, because didn't you win, Holly, some, you know, like best extreme athlete in 2000 or something?
Yeah.
At the Fox Awards or something?
Yeah, the Teen Choice Awards.
That's awesome.
Yeah, totally. I was stoked. But like I said, that's the media side of it.
You get a surfboard.
Yeah. Oh, that's right.
And I was the only one on stage who knew how to carry it correctly.
Right under the arm. I had a San Miguel surfboard growing up, and Sean Thompson was my favorite surfer. He had a store called Instinct in Santa Monica, which I used to go to, but I wasn't that good a surfer. Oh, I was all right.
It's all about having fun anyway.
Yeah, totally. It was good. Mike?
Yeah.
This is just a nice softball for you guys to start out with this hour. Mike?
Huh? Yeah.
Go ahead.
Okay, well, I was wondering if, well, I know you guys don't get the question like this a lot of time, but this girl at the end of the school year left her phone number in my yearbook, and I don't know if she wants me to make the first move or if she's trying to make the first move. It's just
Mike, yeah, just assume that if anyone's gonna do anything, it gotta be you. That if she's giving you a hint, that's her job.
Do you have the yearbook right there, Mike?
Huh?
Do you have the yearbook right there?
Yeah.
Can you read what she wrote?
Sure.
Let's hear it.
Mike, I'm glad that I got to know you. You're a really cool kid. Sea camp was really fun. Have a great summer. Always follow your dreams. Love always. Katie.
KIT. Keep in touch. I don't think she's
put a phone number there.
Yeah.
Put a phone number after it.
Yeah.
All right, ladies. What's the translation?
I would say you can't read too much into it, because girls are going to be flirtatious in yearbooks and they want you to remember them. But the addition of the phone number gives you an option. You can always call her and see what's up.
Do you think she's thinking friend if he calls?
I think she's giving him the opportunity to go either way. I mean, I don't think she's thinking too far into it either. But, you know, if he picks up that phone and gives her a call, then...
What about we call her?
Balls, yeah, how about that?
No. I'll screw it up. Ball's in your court, Mike.
Definitely.
All right.
Oh,
but don't do it. I suspect you don't want to do the friend thing. Take her out somewhere alone and spend some face-to-face time.
I'm all about the theory that girls and guys can't really be friends. Like, there's always some ulterior motive.
Absolutely. I'm 100%. That they can be friends, but they settle for friendship.
After the romantic doesn't work out.
Well, or somebody is super attracted. They push it. It's not reciprocated, so it kind of gets settled into a friendship.
Yeah.
Well, we're going to try to get Mike's woman on the line, by the way.
Oh, I saw you making high signs.
I was trying. Yeah, we have to get her on the line. Hannah.
Yeah.
What's up? You're 17?
Ooh, whoa. Hannah.
Yeah.
Okay, you sound so young, which means... Let me...
Just listen.
What happened to you?
Hannah, one second. Just everybody listen. And just, Hannah, just recite the alphabet for us. Just recite the alphabet.
What?
Just recite the alphabet.
Why?
We just want to listen to your voice for a second. A, B, C, D.
A, B, C, D.
Keep going. A, B, C, D, E.
That's mini-me on the
line. Keep going.
Oh, my God. E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L,
okay,
L,
now
L,
stop. How old is that person?
What?
I already said.
10, maybe? 12? I don't know.
Or maybe.
Holly?
How old?
4? Guess. Holly.
13 at the very oldest.
Holly's got a bunch of little sisters, so she's probably more of an expert than me.
I hear 4-year-old. Okay, so Hannah, and you can ask your question.
Okay, what happened to you when you were 5?
When I was 5.
Did anyone touch you, the neighbor, the gardener, your dad, your uncle? Hmm?
No.
Never?
No.
No one ever hit you? You were not sexually abused at any point?
My mom used to hit me, but...
And how old were you when she started whacking on you?
When I was, like, 2 or 3.
2 or 3. And would she hit you with objects?
Metal fly swatter.
A fly swatter.
Yeah.
Anything more than that?
A belt.
Just for,
discipline.
Yeah, Anna, there's no such thing as discipline that's rendered with a belt. That's called physical abuse of children. Were you subsequently raped or anything?
When I was, like, 8.
Okay.
There you go. So there it is. There it is. So you were... physically abused by mom as a young child, and that sort of arrests their development. And that's what the voice we're hearing now. We don't know any of this. This is all we're just deducing this from.
Right.
And then being a victim people that are victimized by their parents start relying on dissociation as a way of dealing with their interpersonal stressors, and they come around a victimizer, they start victimizing, they dissociate, and they just do whatever they're going to do, and that's usually sexual abuse if it's a young girl.
Okay.
So, Hannah, so this is really serious stuff, right? You've been sexually abused, you've been physically abused, it's stuff that needs to be dealt with.
Yeah, I'm in therapy and stuff.
Good, that's good. That's
I'm
good.
On Zoloft and, like, Centrex.
Good, all good. And what's your question?
Okay, my question is I like girls, and I've, like, made out with one before, but I like girls and guys, but I don't want to, like, disrespect their space or anything. I
want to,
like, approach a girl, but I want to know, like, the right way to do it.
The way to come onto a girl without offending them.
Yeah.
Because that girl may not really be into it,
yeah.
Right, Hannah?
Hannah, you're... Well, you're she's 17, by the way. She's not 4, she's not 8, she's not 12, she's 17. It's like you don't know what you are. You're all over the place, right?
I guess, yeah.
Yeah, why don't you kind of take it slow and easy? The kinds of things you're going to go for are going to be people that aren't so great to you and are sort of highly arousing experiences. Why don't you look for a... relationship. I don't care if it's a boy or a girl, but somebody that you really kind of care about. And let that kind of evolve slowly and stop looking around for somebody to just have a physical thing.
What about someone that's maybe in a similar situation as her?
Somebody who's abused also?
Yeah, I mean, maybe there's...
Whoa. No? It's like a nuclear explosion.
Although that's what she's going to get.
I don't mean abuse, or maybe someone that's... I don't know. Do you know of any girls specifically that maybe aren't sure if they like girls or boys? I mean, is that someone she could team up
with? At 17, or? Most
yeah,
people kind of figured it out.
Yeah, there's a lot in Alaska, yeah.
What's that?
There's a lot where I'm from, so yeah.
All
but
right.
I, like, don't want to be known as a slut or anything.
As a slut. Well, then just, again, just take your time, develop some friends, some relationships.
And stay with the therapist.
Stay with the therapy. Talk with them about what you're doing and think things through. And just go slow and easy, all right?
Okay.
All right. Then people will not be offended either if you're taking your time.
Be good, Hannah. You sound really nice, actually.
Okay,
so
thank you.
Good,
be careful.
Good luck.
But you've been through a lot,
yeah.
And you deserve better.
Oh, thanks.
Okay.
Goodbye, Hannah.
Bye-bye.
See that, Drew? I was on that thing.
I just feel like pain when I hear those voices.
Yeah. Damn.
That's what my book is about, dealing with life.
Oh, it is?
Like that, yeah.
Louie.
Yeah.
What's up? You're 17.
Yeah, what's up, man? Hey, man. Man. About 2 weeks ago, I went to a graduation party. My dead niece was graduating from high school. I mean, yes.
Your dead niece?
Yeah.
Your dead niece. Okay.
My cousin.
Your
dad's niece.
Dad's yeah. niece. Thank you.
And I live out in Oregon. And they live out in L.A. I mean, yeah. And so I haven't been talking to my family for a long while, and I was invited to this graduation party by my mom's side of the family. And my mom and my dad's side of the family, they get along real close, so...
Louis, just get to the punchline here, buddy.
Okay. All right. So I went to this party. I met this one girl. We hit it off real well, and I ended up sleeping with her. And about 2 years
later... At the party?
Huh?
At the party or later?
Later on we slept with each other. Anyway, so later on we, love each other. And
don't ask our callers questions. It just diverts them from their task.
Louis?
We won't help you clarify that.
Louis, so you slept with the girl you met at the party, and now what happened?
Okay.
Give it to us.
And then 2 days later, I found out that she was a real close relative of mine.
How close?
Like, probably like a cousin.
Like a cousin.
Yeah.
Be more clear with me. Who exactly, what is the relationship?
Exactly like a cousin, except I never knew this cousin.
A first cousin.
Yeah.
Who is she the child of?
She's the child of my dad's sister.
Your dad's sister.
Yeah.
Well, it's not a close relationship. And the reality is there was some data that just came out about 6 months ago that showed that consanguinity, close relations amongst cousins.
But the thing is that I got her pregnant.
Whoa.
And
is not as bad as they thought it was in terms of the biology on the offspring. So it's not something that people are sort of reconsidering whether there should be taboo against the first cousin thing, although it makes for awful and sort of cantankerous family relationships potentially.
Can you get my cousin on the phone? I would like to.
You're attracted to her?
Yeah, I would really like to start dating her. Yes. Her name's Mary. Go ahead.
But anyway, and so I don't know how to break it to my family. I mean, how should I tell it to my family?
What's her plan with the pregnancy?
What's her what?
Plan with the pregnancy.
Well,
she hasn't told anybody yet. She's like a month pregnant.
What's her plan with the pregnancy?
Hmm?
What is her... Hold on one sec. Drew, ask me.
What's her plan with the pregnancy?
Well, she's 1 month pregnant.
Yeah. What's her plan with the pregnancy?
My cousin lives in Los Angeles.
What's her plan with the pregnancy? Uh-huh.
Louie, what's she planning on doing with the child that's inside of her?
Oh, well, I don't know. You like to have an abortion or whatever.
Yeah.
Or whatever.
So why would you have to tell anybody?
Well, because I'm against abortion, and so is she. But if this is
about his call, he's just treading water.
I don't know.
If it gets out, you know, it can be like a big old mess.
So she's not going to have an abortion?
Well, I'm calling on a scene, like, to get your opinion.
Whether she should have an abortion?
Yeah, or not.
No, that's not why you called us. That's totally bogus. That's totally bogus, Louie. Give me a break. Yeah, come on, you're busted. Nice try.
I'm serious.
I believe he was very specific with everything.
What's the question? It went through six different
permutations.
He's confused at this point. He's not
slept with his cousin.
People
got
don't call a show like this confused. They call with a question.
He wants to know
what's your question?
If there's going to be a problem with the baby because they're cousins, right?
No, last thing he just said to us, he wants us to decide if there should be an abortion.
Yes.
The main question is how would I tell my family?
Okay, but you had said 8 sentences ago that she's having an abortion, and my response to that was...
He said abortion or whatever.
Yeah.
Means termination to me. Well, it's terminating or whatever.
Well, can you guys just give me some advice on how I'd break it to my family? Cause
I wouldn't tell your family. If she's planning to have an abortion, you're going to help her out, obviously. No need to tell the family.
Right.
And then just try to get on your life in the most normal way
now,
if possible.
If you're going
to
have the child,
mm-hmm.
I would think you would really very seriously consider adoption. As it doesn't sound like either of you are ready to have a kid right now.
Yeah.
Exactly. Louis's ready.
No, Louis's not ready.
Okay, Louis's not ready.
And Louis, look, you didn't know this was a family. Put Louis on hold for a second because I'm just afraid of what he's going to say or ask next. You didn't know this was a family member. Your 17-year-old was at a party. You didn't wear you didn't use contraception. I mean, that's not a great thing, but... It's not like you went out seeking this and expecting to be with a family member. You're going to have to, if whoever this person had been, you would have to tell your family. The fact that it's a reasonably close family member makes it all that more awkward. This is a bogus call, though.
I don't know.
I guarantee you. Am I ever wrong?
Drew, you are a genius.
I'm never wrong with that.
All right. Jordan?
Yes.
What's up? You're 27 on Loveline?
That's right.
With the girls, Jody Nelson and Holly Beck, surfers, professionals trying to get in the top 16.
What up?
Sponsors.
Hey, ladies, how you doing?
Pretty good.
Good, thanks.
What's your question?
Well, you know, it's more of a situation, and, let me just get to the point. I'm 27, and when I was 20, I met this woman. We were involved for 5 years. I've been broken up with her for about 2 years, and and she cheated on me 3 times. On the last time, I decided to move out and move across the country, so... did that, and now I met this other woman just recently in the past 3 weeks, and the first girl wants to move out here. We are kind of talking, and I have feelings for both ladies. And
why would you get back with somebody that was so abusive to you?
Well, I knew you were going to ask that. Well,
Go ahead.
One, I believe that people change, and I have feelings for her, of course, and the first time for abuse is just, I think we're young and things change.
You know, I agree with you. I think I said it earlier tonight. I'm astonished how poorly people in their 20s treat one another.
Well, yeah.
And I give you a little bit of a pass on that. However, 3 times in a committed relationship, it's more like, was she really trying to give you a message? You just kept clinging to this relationship and you wouldn't let go?
Yeah. Oh, totally.
All right.
I just graduated from college. I had fear of being on my own.
All right.
But now I'm on my own. I've done it by myself. I know how it is. And the question is, there isn't really a question because I usually use my intuition, and I'm just blinded by my intuition between both women right now, and I care about both of them. And I want to keep both of them as an opportunity to see what could happen. And they both know about each other because I tell them, you know?
Are either of them, like, smoke out a pot or drink a lot or something?
The first one forced you to move across the country.
But I just get, you don't come from an alcoholic family system or something?
Do I have alcohol in my system?
In your family. Your family origin.
No, he has speed in his system, right? He's like all over the place right now.
Neither your parents had an alcohol or drug problem?
No, not at all.
Or were like ill when you were young or anything like that?
No. I come from a single mom. My father died when I was very young.
What did he die of?
Cancer.
Of what?
Don't know. He got radiation poisoning. So.
From what?
He is a missile scientist.
Wow.
Yeesh.
And so back in the day, he'd go in and check the rockets after they...
Well, what I was getting loud and clear from you, Jordan, is this caretaker. Total caretaker, right? That's you.
Yeah.
And so the reason I went down the alcoholic path is because most people that live in alcoholic family systems learn to subjugate their own needs to care for the alcoholic family. But you took care of your mom your whole life, and now you're looking for other women to take care of.
In a sense, yeah, but I have an older sister, and my sister has that. She's 4 years older than I am. She is like the breadwinner of the family. So
she's even more of a caretaker than you are.
No, she went and saw a shrink, and she learned her ways about it, I guess.
Yeah, but, so why don't you do the same thing?
Because he uses his intuition.
Yeah, and you're finding these women that they're going to use you, your codependency, and take full advantage of that.
Jordan.
Okay. Right, I hear you.
Jordan, this new girl, how long have you been dating her or seeing her?
About a month now.
But what, this other girl, I mean, she cheated, and then you moved across the country because of her. Isn't it just, she's going to screw you again?
Well,
I know you're getting in another thing, Drew, but I know
it's all the same stuff. Yeah. It's all the same stuff.
Well, this other person is completely opposite from this new lady.
No, she's not, or you wouldn't be attracted to her. She may on the surface look the same.
Now, how can you say that?
Because I know you now. We've got your wire. People are like locks and keys. They once you're a key, you fit in certain kinds of locks. And the locks may look different, but it still fits that key. And that's you, Jordan. And so you really need to look at the key part of this before you make any huge, huge decisions, seems to me. And your sister's, you might want to talk to her. Maybe the road she's been down is something you could follow, because it sounds like she's had a little bit of healing.
So are you saying if he didn't go through all that, he wouldn't be with these kind of girls right now?
These choices just seem a little bit too intense, a little too much. They're not particularly good for him. Mm. He doesn't care about him. He's all thinking about them and what they need and what they are. And right. Intuitions and these fusional states he likes to get into.
All right.
It's all right. I mean, he should go do that if he wants to do that, but it's not the great situation.
All right. Well, I think we need to take a break. When we come back, hopefully more calls about numbing lips while going down on people. And Holly Beck is here, and Jody Nelson, pro surfers, and we'll be back with more Loveline after the Ask. All right. Something corporate. Yeah, this guys are good. It's Loveline. They're from Anaheim. Those guys. I saw them on the Warp Tour.
In Warren County.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah, Warp Tour.
What's that?
I said, yeah, Warp Tour.
Yeah, Warp Tour is fun. Adam is gone in the Bahamas. I'm Stryker. Feebly attempting to... Is that a word? Yeah? Feebly attempting to...
Sure.
Fill in. All right.
Very eloquent.
That's a doctor to my left, addiction medicine specialist. And we have two professional surfers in here. Holly Beck in my left. She's blonde with the blue jacket on. And to my right, a blonde with a white T-shirt, Jody Nelson.
Got to paint the picture.
We got to paint the picture. Exactly. And we were just talking about sponsors during the break. And, I mean, you can have more than one sponsor, whether it's like a food and your board and your wetsuit. You're sponsored by OP, Holly, right?
Yeah.
And so are you obligated? Like, say you're going out, you throw on an OP shirt. Is that all you can? I mean...
Yeah, especially at contests and, you know, those kind of things. At home, you know, you can sort of wear whatever as long as nobody's seeing you.
Right.
But in public, you've got to be displaying the brand.
Exactly.
So
which
like,
is why this
when you got a really fancy event, you're wearing an OP T-shirt? Oh, yeah. Always.
There you go. What about you? Who's your clothing
I'm actually negotiating with a couple different companies right now.
Really?
Jody's a free agent.
You can't talk about which?
I can't.
You can call Paul Gomez at Hurley. He'll take care of you.
Yes, well, let's just say Paul and I are talking right now.
Oh, excellent. Excellent. Hello, Paul. There you go. Very good. What about the movie Blue Crush? I mean, I know nothing about it except it looks like three girl surfers battling waves and maybe the trying to get in a boy's world.
Yeah, we got to give props out to our girl Sonoy too. She actually this is her first acting debut, and she's one of the three main characters. And she grew up in Hawaii and the Kauai and surfing, and so she's getting into the acting thing, and she's one of the main characters on this.
Yeah, the producers definitely made an attempt to get the legitimacy. They interviewed a bunch of different surfers. They used pro surfers as stunt doubles, and I think that really comes through in the film. It's really as close as possible to what it's like.
Yeah,
they had some screenings for a bunch of
the surfers.
It was
definitely, it's well done. I mean, it's one of the best Hollywood done surf movies that I've seen since, like, Big Wednesday. So.
What about Point Break?
Keanu.
I love
no
that
bank
movie.
Robbers and masks.
Sorry, Keanu, but I think I could probably act better than he can.
Come on.
Whoa. They were cans. What about the movie when the guy from Phoenix who is great in a
North
wave.
North Shore.
I love Halle Boy, North Shore. Nah. That's Turtle Man.
That is definitely entertainment, and it gets quoted frequently in surfing culture.
Soul surfing and all that whole thing.
I think this one's going to go far.
Yeah. Is it?
The cinematography is just amazing. And
well, I've never heard anyone use that expression on Loveline before.
Yes, well.
And it's appealing to non-surfers as well. Like, it's got the love story and, you know, the Hollywood stuff that goes along with it with realistic surfing as well. So
and
it gets
Mia
really
Peebles
cool.
is not in it.
What's that?
Mia Peebles.
Before
missed that one.
Yeah, exactly.
It's going to get people amped on surfing, and just it's great for our sport. So,
nice.
Yeah.
All I need is some tasty waves, cool buzz.
Oh, no.
I'm fine.
Yes. All right. Let's take some more calls here. Brian.
Yeah.
What's up, man? You're 20.
Yeah. How you guys doing?
Good.
Me too. I'm good too.
We're all good.
Guys.
Inthehood.com.
A problem. Like, I've been seeing her. Well, I was seeing a girl like 6-8 months ago for like 2 years. And then, like, before that, I can, like, pretty much go out with. I shouldn't say pretty much, but I could see as many girls as I really wanted to. Like, if I was in. Like, liked a girl, I could go out with her and be cool and everything. But as soon as I broke up with her, she. Like, I lost all my game. I couldn't pick up chicks. I've been shy. But lately, I've been. Lately, I've been, like, able to go out, but it just, like...
So what's your question? What's your question?
Like, he wants to know how to get his game back.
He's having a little dry spell.
Exactly.
Well, women have this big meeting, and when you have a girlfriend, you get they throw a projection slide of your face up there, and they say, go after that one. And as soon as you break up, they go, no, that one. Big, big cross, you know, big circle with a red line through it.
Brian, everyone in OC is against you right now. No, no. Are you going out and seeing girls that you like, and you just can't go and talk to them now, or what?
No, I can't. Like, girls that I go to parties, like, I hate the whole Orange County guy thing with their race trucks and go out and talk about what they did last night and how drunk they got.
Good for you.
I think that's totally stupid. Like, I am totally against everything. I am.
You're not in a car club?
No, dude. I do not have a race truck. I have a truck that gets me around. That's all I need. That's pretty much what I have.
All you need are tasty waves and cool buds and a lower truck, and you'll be fine.
So, listen, yeah, just focus on your own ass, Brian. Just get your stuff together. Were you going to school or something?
No, actually, I'm going to join the Sheriff's Academy in September.
All right. Focus on just getting your life together.
I think in dry spells, it's a good time to just take a look in the mirror and just focus on yourself and get yourself together, and it'll all come together
once
for
you. Once
you
feel good about yourself and are, you know, sort of got your mojo back a little bit.
That's what I do right now. I'm, like, told I take care of everything I need to do, but, like, when I go out and stuff, I, like, look at guys. I'm like, dude, what do they have that I don't have?
Like, see, that's why you're looking at everybody else. You got to just, you know, focus on yourself.
Yeah,
don't worry about what everybody else is doing.
Get the confidence going again, Brian.
It's really it's really having something to offer. And that means, you know, knowing who you are in the world, having a career path, having something interesting to talk about.
And not being the guy that's sitting there wondering why everybody else is getting your chicks.
That's right. Wow. That's the kiss of death.
You're
right
just
there.
Wanting, you just feel sorry for yourself, it seems like. Because you don't, you know, you're against guys that have the trucks and the car clubs and the bleached hair with spikes.
And the puka shell necklaces.
It's that stink of desperation that women abuse.
I have a question for the girls. What is the one thing maybe a guy could say to you randomly, whether it's like, I don't care, like in a bar or on the street, that you're like, yeah, that guy's, that's pretty cool. You know, something a guy could start off with that isn't cheesy, isn't horrible.
I don't know. I'm pretty anal. Like, people that say cheesy lines, like...
Right, that's what I'm saying.
I had one of my good friends, like, pass a cheesy line on me, and I didn't recognize him, and I was so rude to him the other day. I just, like, walked right past him, like, hang on, I think I know you. So
what'd
I gave
say?
Him another chance.
What'd he say that was so bad?
He was in his, like, he had a Suburban with the 22s on and, like, tinted windows, rolled down the window. He's like, hey, baby.
Oh,
and I just was like,
that's the worst.
Yeah. And I was just like, kept walking. I'm like, I don't even know you. Who are you? And then I'm like, oh, it's Tiki, this guy I train with. He's Ultimate Fight. I wasn't going to give him the time of day because down in Huntington, you just get all the hoots and hollers, like, all day long. You just have to, like, keep walking.
Hoots and hollers. Holly, what do you think? Curious for myself, guys. Well, I have labeled
guys. Yeah, they actually have to do their homework and, you know, don't just come up with the standard canned line because girls can pick those out a mile away. Like, you've got to actually have something intelligent to say. Maybe you overheard or say something, a topic that you know about. Pull up something like that.
Yeah, the cheesy lines just really don't work. Yeah.
What if they say it knowing that they're being cheesy and it's funny?
It's a certain type of girl might like that.
No, not for me. Oh, yeah, but not for you. Sure.
It's true.
I think think it works for those Girls Gone Wild girls, but I'm just not one of the Girls Gone Wild girls.
No, but you could. You never know.
My balls look like the chin of an old Chinaman.
I heard another.
Come on.
Joanna.
Howdy, I have a question for the doctor.
I know, that's why I put you on, because Drew needs to be loved right now. Go ahead.
I'm considering going to medical school, and I would like to go into addiction medicine.
Right.
But I'm not exactly sure what the path that I need to follow once.
Are you hitting on Drew by talking to him about a subject he likes?
No, you need to go.
No,
I think he has a wedding finger or a wedding ring on his finger there, but I'm not sure if that's what that is.
A couple of kids, too.
Ooh. Three.
And you have two.
And you need, she's talking about me, I think. You need to go to medical school. You need to get in a good residency in either medicine. Best thing is medicine or psychiatry or some med psych combo. And then you do a fellowship at the end in addiction medicine.
Okay.
So it's about a 10-year path from where you are.
But don't be discouraged by that.
Oh, I'm not worried about that. I guess what I'm wondering about is I read on the ASAM website that they're considering making addiction medicine like a specialty at some point. I'm just wondering what the prospects for that are.
It is a specialty. What they're doing is formalizing that. It's now a certification.
Okay.
But they're in the process of turning into a subspecialty.
Drew, you are so excited right now. She's talking about this. I can see it in you. Seriously. It's like you just won the lottery, for God's sake.
Joanna, good luck.
Thanks.
Hang in there.
Bye-bye.
But definitely do the med psych. That's the best route you can get there.
Hunter.
Yeah.
All right, you could be saving the day right now because you want to talk about what we were talking about earlier when that guy went to take care of his lady down below.
Right.
Right. What's your solution?
Or what's your explanation?
Yeah.
Well, my explanation is that I think that he's... I think it's an intimidating thing when you first start.
They were dating for two years. They've been dating for 2 years.
No, 9 months.
And they're engaged.
9 months.
Engaged, and she's been doing it for him for quite some time.
Yeah, I know. And I know it sounds bad. It really does. And I must admit, I've even been in the same situation lately.
Yeah.
But for me personally, and I'll make this short winded, but basically the first time I did it was only 1 year ago to my first girlfriend that I really cared about, and it actually took me loving her and being, you know, selfish. I think oral sex is kind of selfish. It feels good to the person getting it and sometimes to the person doing it, but where I really wanted to give that to her, you know, and do it because I wasn't really getting anything out of it. And so I think that I doubt that he's done it because she said he had only had a girlfriend.
Right. I agree with you. I think that's what I said. He just doesn't understand. He doesn't know how to do it. He doesn't know what he's doing. He's afraid.
Yeah, I agree. I totally agree. But since we have two lovely surfer girls, I was just wondering what they prefer and what I could do to actually help my girlfriend, because I'm getting into where I don't feel too bad about it now. And I'd like to start doing it more.
Hunter, he's going.
No, he's good. He's good. Yeah. He aims to please.
I say, ask
I don't
her.
Think your girlfriend's going to mind.
Just however I do it, I mean.
I would say, you know, you warm up a little bit however you normally do. And then when you get to the point where you want to try something different, yeah, ask for her suggestion. And if she's too shy to say it in words, have her guide you.
Okay. Well, yeah, we're pretty good at talking to each other and communicating, so that shouldn't be.
Communication is key.
And she would probably appreciate your question.
Yeah, but actually, just to clarify, I do think there's something wrong with her not feeling comfortable, because I've only been with my girlfriend for 6 months, and with the first time that she really didn't feel left out, she was kind of, you know, tapped me on the head and said, "What's up?"
Well, right. Everybody's different.
But it does suggest that there's something going on, that somebody would rather stew in resentment and get angry and sort of sabotage the relationship than kind of speak up when it got uncomfortable.
Yeah, I completely agree.
Yeah.
But that's really all I had to say. I love you guys. And Stryker, you're doing great tonight.
Oh, thanks,
Adam's
man.
Place, so.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
We actually get to talk to our listeners. It's nice.
All right.
Unacceptable. Unacceptable.
You're in the Bahamas, you son of a bitch. Brianna?
Yeah?
What's up? 15 on Loveline.
Uh-huh. I want to know, I have a question for the girls. I just want to know how long you guys have been surfing, what got you guys into it.
Well, I started when I was like 12, and I grew up right on the beach, so I just, living on the beach, I just had friends that were starting to do it. I actually was in junior lifeguards, and that was the first time I stood up on a surfboard. It was one of those foam boards.
A Doyle?
Yes, a Doyle, but I only stood up on one of those once, and then I went home and I was like, Mom and Dad, I'll do whatever it takes to go buy a surfboard. Wow. And I taught myself the rest of that summer, and I was hooked ever since.
Hmm.
Holly.
What about you, Holly?
I've been surfing since I was like 14, and we didn't live that close to the beach. When I first wanted to surf, my mom actually said no. She said that surfing was for boys and that girls should be on the beach in bikinis looking cute.
Wow.
And not out competing with the boys, that I'd never get boyfriends that way.
Oh, my God.
I think was the
mom.
Direct quote.
A little angry here.
But it's one of those things that... I wanted to go surfing, and I...
That's why she got into psychology.
I eventually...
That's also why she excelled at surfing.
Bought my own surfboard.
You tomorrow. And... I'll show you.
Exactly.
I'm
soon as she realized that I wasn't going to give up.
So this was only like 7-8 years ago when she said surfing is for boys.
Totally. And she has retracted that statement. She claims that she never said it.
But the pain remains.
Doesn't she know that most guys think that girls that like snowboard and surf is the raddest thing ever?
Well, times are changing. Like, totally. I don't think
seven, eight years ago,
it still was not cool. Like, we were getting stared at if you walked down the beach with a surfboard under your arm. Like, people were like,
just threatened.
You used to stand out a lot more. Now it's like it blends in with everything. Mm. Girl surfers are cool, man. We rock.
Definitely. I think you can beat up most boys. Seriously.
I don't know about
Look at those guns, Drew. They're bigger than your guns. By the way, earlier tonight, I saw Drew's arm. I'm like, damn, Drew, you've been working out. Your arms look big. And he's like, they've always been big.
Yeah,
I'll be back.
All right, let's go to this lovely one. Kristen?
Yeah?
You're 14 on Loveline. What's going on?
Nothing. Okay. Let me hide in my closet real quick. I was molested by my brother when I was... 10, sorry. And
what's up with your brother?
What happened to my brother?
Or what's up with him?
Oh, he still lives with me.
Oh my God, you still
live
with him?
Yeah, that's why I'm hiding in my closet. I kind of don't want him to hear.
Is there something up with him? Is he disturbed in some way?
I'm sorry, what?
Are you aware of whether he has some sort of problem or what's up with him?
I really don't know. He has a really bad temper, I know that. But, like,
Did we find out how old he is, though? How old's the brother?
He's 17 right now.
So this happened four years ago.
He was 13.
Okay.
Yeah. And,
Somebody had to abuse him, basically. Sexually abuse him.
I really don't know.
But that's how that happens. That's where that comes from.
Yeah, but, like, I've been going to group for this, and, my psychologist has been saying... that I should maybe tell my parents to say something to him because my parents found out.
Great. Absolutely.
Yeah, well, because, see, I'm not sure that I should say something to, like, I'm not sure that I should have my parents say something to him because I'm not sure if that will make it worse for me because he still lives here and I'm home alone with him a lot.
Oof.
Good point, Kristen.
And your parents allow that to happen? They allow you to be home alone with him?
Even after they found out.
I think you ought to do a little more family work with your therapist and sort of sort things out and make a plan and maybe bring your brother into a safe environment where this can sort of be dealt with and processed.
See, I don't really do the whole family therapy thing, though. Like, I have no trust with my parents whatsoever.
Well, because of all this.
I don't have a good relationship with my mom either.
But wouldn't it be smart to bring them in and maybe heal some of that?
Yeah.
All right. Why don't you start down that path? Don't make any big decisions about the brother, but do follow directions of your treating team, all right?
Okay, so do you think that I should have my parents say something to him?
I think you should have your parents in a session in your group or individually.
What about voicing her concern to her parents about talking to the brother?
That's where that has
to
happen.
Do it with the therapist present.
Right. You need to hash that all out with your professional present, and then if you do tell them, I think it'd be better, again, in a safe environment with the therapist present. So,
all right, Kristen.
Okay. Don't make any big decisions. Don't do follow directions and ask for help from the people that are treating you. Okay.
Okay.
All right.
All right. Thank you.
Goodbye. All right. Now it's break time.
Now it's break time.
All right. On that high note, right there. Okay. We're gonna take a quick break. We have more Loveline coming up in a minute, and we're gonna talk to a lady who. Why do guys like her just to sleep with her?
What?
Why do guys lie to her just to sleep with her?
Shocking.
That's called normalcy. And we'll find out how... Hello.
Huh?
Pipe down. No, I'm sorry. All right. We'll talk to the girls, the surfers, more after this on Love Line. Hey! They're here. Anderson scared me. Hello. This is Love Line. Just a few minutes left here with Dr. Drew. I'm Stryker and Jody Nelson, Holly Beck here, professional surfers. And they shred it, and they got the good lingo and sponsors, and we were talking during the break. And I don't know why, but, I mean, it's cool that your sponsors... will send you to the events, right? And pay for you to get there and everything. So that takes a huge amount of stress, probably.
Takes a huge amount of stress?
Some people, they don't get that. All right, I got to pay $200.
The best thing about being a pro surfer is traveling. So it's definitely nice to have the sponsor to say, here's your ticket. Good luck with the car rental.
Let's not forget that there's girls out there that, wait tables to do the tour.
Wow.
Yeah, we're the lucky ones with the sponsorship, but that's not always the case.
Hmm. What about cat fights? Is everyone supportive of each other, or is there a lot of jealousy?
It's really pretty supportive, but at the same time, we're women, and we're super competitive, and we're staying with each other 1 minute, and then we're out in a heat, battling it out the next. So
now
sometimes
let's talk about
some
that
tense.
I think that's kind of interesting, because men are super competitive, too, but they, enjoy one another, and women get very,
vicious.
They can't, tolerate each other in competition.
Scandalous.
Yeah.
What is
that? There's some scandals. I'm not exactly sure. You're the, professional here. Why don't you tell us?
Nobody,
what is it different about women that...
Your biology is different, but nobody really talks about these differences. This is a really interesting point, this whole business of competition, because women sort of want to destroy one another. Men want to kill each other, but they... But
when they're done, they hug, high five, let's go have Miller Lite.
They enjoy and respect each other.
No, there's girls that can get over it, and then there's girls that hold that grudge for a really long time. It's just... I think that comes down to the individual as well.
Mm-hmm.
But I've had friends that are like, you're really good friends on land, and then you have a heat with them, and you're like, oh, let's split this peak. You go left, I'll go right. Next thing you know, they're going right behind you, and you get an interference, and then you're done. But
in your heats in pro surfing, it's one against one for 15 or 20 minutes or something,
well,
right?
Well, on the QS, it's usually four people in the water at the time.
Okay.
Which and then the top complicates two, it even more.
Top two advance to the next round, and then it's 20 minutes, top three waves.
So if there's a friend of yours in the heat, then you can sort of work together to make sure that you're in the top two.
But that usually doesn't happen.
It happens occasionally. It's possible.
I don't trust
anybody.
What
about jockeying for the waves? Is it whoever has the left or the right? Say you're on the right and the wave's breaking that way. That's yours or that's the other person's? Or is it just like, screw that person, I'm going?
No, there's priority. There's rules. Whoever's closest to the breaking part of the wave has priority.
Right. Okay.
And in every different...
So that is a rule? Or
the
judges determine that, at every different contest. They're like, okay, this is a beach break interference rules or a right point break interference rules. So you know that going out into the water.
Would you guys rather catch, 2 to 3 feet of air or ride, a tube for 10 seconds? And is it really?
Yeah, for sure.
Because of the noise and it's
just
so cool?
Being inside of a wave is just the most unnatural and weird and awesome experience.
Yeah. Damn, I need
Colin
to get,
Drew. Yeah, that's
I,
right.
I need to get good. Drew, we're gonna start. We're gonna start surfing. All right, Zach.
Yeah.
What's up, man? You're 30 on Loveline.
Yeah. Is this Tom?
Tom.
Is this the Tom Likas show?
Unacceptable.
Caller. Hello. How are you doing?
Well, it's 1-800-5800-1.
All right.
Goodbye. Wrong number.
Oh, man. All right.
What you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard.
I absolutely agree with that.
Billy Madison, Kamal, you're 30.
What's happening, y'all?
What's up?
Hey, Doc, how you doing?
Hey, Kamal.
Hello, ladies.
Oh, I like his voice.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. I got a question for you, Doc.
Yeah.
Now, I can honestly say I've been in love one time in my life.
Cool.
And... That relationship ended kind of bad. I was the kind of guy, I was young, I was with her when I was 21, and...
You screwed around.
I'm sorry?
You screwed around?
Oh, hell yeah.
All right, so that ended.
I was out doing, I figured the best way to make her feel like I loved her was to give her money, give her whatever she
wanted. All right,
wanted.
We're running out of time, so what's happening now? What's the question now?
Now I feel like I'm at a point in my life, where I want to settle down.
Cool,
what I mean? But I don't know what to do. I don't know how to do it. You know what I mean? It's like, I'm just lost. I can't meet someone who's trying to
You can't keep the hot dog in the bun?
No, it's not that at all. I think I'm...
Jody's loosened up across the course of the evening here.
Seriously. Hot dog's off the bun now? What the hell?
But come on,
I'm trying to find somebody like her.
Maybe you're trying too hard right now. Well,
yeah, I'm listening. I hear you.
All right, you want to settle down, so you want somebody that sort of shares those same values in relationship. Where are you looking? Where are you trying to meet people?
Well, I mean, church and...
Church, huh?
I go to places like school and stuff like that.
Are you afraid you can't contain yourself, that you'll continue to screw around?
No, I don't know, man. It's like, I feel like I'm going through a midlife crisis at 30.
Well,
you know,
it sounds like you just need to kind of get out there and try this new Kamal on for size. You know, date some, develop some relationships, take it slow, see how you feel. Realize that people that do a lot of cheating, a lot of getting on, are sort of trying to manage feelings. They're like, if you tend to get anxious or depressed, you'll try to find refuge in a woman, or sometimes people use drugs and alcohol. But you realize, just don't do that and see what kind of feelings you have and evaluate that and look at that and be honest about that and try to be open to a real relationship and see how that can maybe nourish you in different ways.
And it may not happen with the first girl you run into out there.
It won't.
No, I don't think so. God, I just stuttered right there. All right, it's break time, right?
Yep.
Yeah, that's the reason. I need to write down the times we do this. All right, we'll take one more break, come back, more with the girls, more with Loveline after this. On Loveline, Stryker and Dr. Drew and professional surfers here. See if I can remember the names without looking. Sarah and Jessica. Well, no, I'm just kidding. Jody Nelson and Holly Beck. Very good. Real quick, tell us about the MTV show we can see both of you on, and why are you on it?
It's MTV True Life, and the movie Blue Crush is coming out, so they wanted to do a Blue Crush True Life, the true life of women professional surfers.
Yeah, they followed a few of us around, sort of showed what we really do, what we're really like, to contrast it to the girls in the movie.
Got it, very good. Do you have any idea when it's going
to
be on?
It's supposed to be on the 14th.
Yeah. I'm sure it'll...
August.
Yeah. Of August, yeah.
And the movie, really cool. The movie comes out the 16th, but I'm sure True Life will be on, like, three times a day for like a month straight. Like,
seriously,
it always is.
It'll
yeah.
be on. I'll wake up Saturdays. I'll be looking at you. Yeah. Sunday night, going to bed. There you are again.
2010. Exactly. We can see it again on VH1.
Spit out my pretzel. All right, Drew. Thank you for letting me suck tonight.
You're great.
Tomorrow night, coming back in. Isai Morales is going to be here. Fantastic actor. You do know who that is? Yeah, he's good. I don't know. Yeah, sure. Okay, good. Girls, thank you. Good luck.
No problem. Thanks for having us.
I'll have you anytime. I will see you on the tour somewhere watching you guys surf. For Drew, I'm Stryker, in for Adam Carolla, saying adios, senores.
Okay, what was he doing?
He was having sex with her.
Oops.
In the tool shed?
This has been Loveline. The opinions expressed on this show are not necessarily those of the staff, management, sponsors, or this station. The producer for Loveline is Ann Wilkins-Ingold. Loveline is a presentation of Westwood One Entertainment.